hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Glorious, beautiful Tuesday morning here in paradise. We start to realize how great it is here and how everywhere else is about to start sucking even more than normal. Fantastic to fly back home and just go, man, it's perfect here. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that Brady missed. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, or as my friend Louie calls it, the place with the weapons of mass distraction. It's true. What is today?
Tuesday the 17th.
17th, holy cow. It says head to Hooters for September football specials. Get the quarterback for $10.99. That's 10 boneless wings and select draft beer. $10.99, get the quarterback. Beautiful.
They're calling it the quarterback?
That's what it says, get the quarterback. I don't know what that means. Go find out. Head on down. There's plenty of them for you to go and stare and eat and enjoy yourself. Hooters brings you the Brady Report. Brady Report,
good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy Apple Dumpling Day. National Apple Dumpling Day.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know that I've ever
had an apple dumpling.
I don't know what a dumpling is.
It's cored apple, peeled, and wrapped in bread and baked. So it's kind of like a...
It's the mush ball.
A pastry, like a crust around it. Yeah,
crust around it. So it's like an apple pie without...
Any of the good stuff.
No, it's good stuff in it.
It's just a baked apple.
Yes.
I've never had one. Because the word dump in the middle of my food is not really appetizing.
I would tell you you're not missing out because I don't think it's a lot different than an apple pie. But
I like apple pie.
But apple pie is a little...
Well, you haven't had chicken and dumplings?
I think I have had chicken and dumplings, and the word dumpling still always throws me off.
Does.
I just don't like the word dumpling involved in my food.
Like wet dough.
You're more matzah. You like a matzah ball.
At least it's a name. It doesn't sound like I'm taking a crap on a plate.
Got a couple of fun facts. Every U.S. president except one is a descendant of a British king from the late 1100s. King John Lackland Plantagenet. He's known as Robin Hood's enemy king, King John.
Ooh.
Nailed it.
The only president who isn't is Martin Van Buren.
No kidding. So you have to be or you can't win?
It's a good chance.
Elizabeth Warren just emailed out that she's 20% that guy.
Giraffes can pick their noses with their tongues.
Yeah. So can a lot of people.
A lot of people?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. I used to be able to do it. I can't do it anymore. I used to be able to touch the tip of my nose. I think my nose has got bigger.
What?
I can't do it anymore.
Your dentist screw that up for you?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. What? I'll chat with the dentistry people about this.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. It's a good question, but I can't do it anymore.
Your frenulum, whatever?
My frenulum's fine. My dentist has not touched it. As far as I know, well, okay, I'm making a frenulum appointment today. I would like my dentist to grab my frenulum firmly and make sure it's okay.
All of them.
All of my frenulums or all of my dentists?
Frenulums.
I think all of your dentists.
Both.
Is where I'd be going.
I want a dental hand on every frenulum I've got. And even some of the assistants. Damn it, I'm getting everybody involved.
The first time auto-tune was used in a major pop song was...
Nelly.
No, this will be like an 1998. Oh, no kidding. Oh. Backstreet Boys or something.
Timbaland.
Believe.
Oh, Cher. That's right.
Cher?
Right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Trendsetter.
I found out my old boss was truly gay. He always talked about kind of my dabble and stuff, but then I found out he was truly gay. He went to the Cher concert, and I was in his office with my buddy Colin. And he's checking his messages on his phone. It's like, hey, call me back at 6:30 there, Paul. And the next day I come to him and goes, hi, I'm Derek. We met at the Cher concert last night. And on cue, Colin and I just go, do you believe it? Shut up, you guys. Did you bone a dude at the Cher concert? You're not even remotely bisexual. You are a homosexual. You are 100% in the club if you've boned a dude at Cher. You can't even go back.
A candy and toy company called Archie McPhee just rolled out some new candy canes for Christmas. And the headliner are the kale-flavored candy canes. They're green and white striped. Look like a regular spearmint.
Right.
What
but it tastes like kale. They're also selling two other new flavors, pizza candy canes and ham candy. You can get them for $6.50 a dozen, I think. Ranch or a six-pack.
Dressing. There will be a ranch candy cane soon. America. We were in Pittsburgh. You saw it, Richard. Country is doomed. We're doomed. Yeah. There's a large town. A
lot of pierogies being
eaten. Oh, my God. That's a bunch of people there. Brady, you could open like a fitness center, and people are like, this dude has got it figured out. I've never seen more Ralphie Mays in my life. Ralphie, in a couple of instances, would have been normal.
Yeah.
We walked past Market Square, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, that dude is 600 pounds. His friend's 520. They're shoving Permane Brothers sandwiches in their mouths. There's no end to it. Like, they're, and everybody around there was massive.
It's no longer the Steel City.
No, it is a doughy town. They don't work in steel much anymore. It's pharmaceuticals and education and food.
I've got robotics. Some
robotics. And a lot
there's
of robotics.
Robotics
yeah. Well, they're going to have to build robots because their citizens are too fat to do anything.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bowman, and this is your Pee Pee Poo Poo News. There's a guy named Jamie Andrade. He's an Illinois state rep from Chicago. And he was giving an interview to the local CBS station yesterday at a train stop about how he's trying to get funding to fight pigeon poop. It's an epidemic there at that
it's
stop.
Terrible.
And as he was talking on camera,
pigeon poop
got him.
Made his case.
They're fighting back, though.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to go easy, these pigeons. They pick people. There's a house in my old neighborhood. Neighbors didn't have a problem with pigeons on either side of this guy's place, but he had about 600 of them on his roof, and they had to get rid of them because the weight of their poop was going to crash his house down. And it's toxic, too, evidently. It's terrible. That racetrack over there off the I-10 is so filled with pigeon crap they can't tear it down. Did they finally get it?
They did. I was wondering how they did it, too, but they apparently
had to bag it.
They've had a pigeon poop issue there for 20 years.
But now it's becoming track homes. You can buy a home out there on that land.
They're not going to use the same materials.
Like the land here.
Hopefully they killed all the pigeons inside.
Famed anthropologist. Famed anthropologist Wade Davis. You know him.
Former pitcher for the Cubs. I know him all.
Created an academic urban legend. And his account of this elderly Inuit man in the 1950s who fashioned a knife out of his own poop and vanished into the Arctic. He started the story out that he was basically banned from his tribe. So he went away and said, I'll survive.
Making poop knives?
Yep. Said he used the poop knives to skin his animals and kill animals. So this other anthropologist, there was two of them. They both got together, man and woman. They said, let's see if this actually will work.
Ugh.
So they went on the same diet that the Inuits would be, which was mostly protein between a lot of beef, turkey, salmon, perch, meatballs, sausages, salami, eggs. And the other woman basically stayed on her basic diet, everyday diet, cheeseburgers, yogurt,
right,
stuff like that. And they started, they listed all the stuff.
Brady said everyday diet, and that was fun.
Cheeseburgers, thrown in the yogurt, lentils, rice, cheeseburgers, bagels, cream cheese, spaghetti.
Your everyday meal.
And so forth.
You know, for your 1,000-pound you.
So then they take their poo, and they start making blades with their poo.
Right. Who's had a better blade, Brady?
It didn't matter.
Poop.
On the diet, you think the protein one would have a little more.
You can stab someone with your poop.
They
oh my
said
God.
they used a pig hide in order to reenact. Can they do some skinning? Can it poke through the skin?
Right.
They found that the poop blades did not hold up. They froze them.
Sure. Alaskan pipeline.
Yep. And they said as they are skinning some of the stuff, the blade would melt and it would leave skid marks on the meat.
All right. You're a child.
Science.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo news.
You hear that huge
skid
laugh. I was worried about his energy there for a second. I was about to call him out on the Dale thing. I was like, you all right? You get to the skid mark line, and the kid was like 12 again. Like you and Antonio Brown at the doctor.
Good one, A.B. A.B. 1, 2, 3.
You're weird.
Prosecutors have dropped a felony charge against a New York woman who got in a fight with her boyfriend and used his credit card to add a $5,000 tip to her dinner at a Florida cafe. She said she got in a fight with her boyfriend, had his Capital One Saver card, went to Crane's Deli, ordered her meal. It was $55. Then she put a $5,000 tip on the for the waitress. The guy said, the ex-boyfriend said he didn't want to press charges, but the court dropped the charges. They found out that the restaurant only would give the waitress $300 of that $5,000 tip.
Ooh.
So he's out $300.
Still, it's a good tip.
Raymond Burr is back.
Perry Mason?
Yeah, it's a different Raymond Burr, but he lives in England. He's 64 years old, and he was found guilty for having oral sex on a rush hour train with another lady, 57-year-old lady. She was digitally penetrated in front of
come on.
Women.
You don't
children.
Throw fingers in the 57-year-old women.
Yep.
Unless you're a doctor.
There's Raymond Burr.
Oh, God.
And there's the lady, the happy 57-year-old lady walking it off. Barely.
Walking it off.
He looks like Robert the Bruce's dad just before he got diagnosed with leprosy. Oh, he's throwing 57-year-old checkup on her. Ah, bleh.
On the old C2 train.
57-year-old woman parts. They don't age well. Women.
We have another couple in Florida.
They don't. That, those bits can't age well.
Well, that guy's not a looker either.
No, I know, but he's just, you know, it's still gross. It's grosser to think about a woman's 57-year-old bits than it is a man's 64-year-old bits. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Imagine what that dude's hand was going through. It's all right to only think. I'll paint the picture. 64-year-old dude on the bus and a 57-year-old woman gives him a handy. You're like, now, mentally imagine that 64-year-old returning the favor right there on the bus.
Like an apple dumpling.
Look.
Oh.
I'll tell you right. That's exactly what it's like. Bus stop is bad every time, but you put it up in its late 50s. Good Christ. What's that thing been through? It can't be imagined, Brady. It can't be imagined. Ugh.
We have another couple in Florida.
She wakes up in the morning and has to put it back. That's how she starts every day. She's going to wash her face and brush her teeth. Let me put this back where it goes. There we go. A little tape, mascara brush, that should do it.
35-year-old Megan Mondanero and her boyfriend, 31-year-old Aaron Thomas, were arrested on Friday night.
Ugh.
They were biking drunk. It's illegal in Florida. The cops wound up cuffing both of them, putting them in the back of the cop car. While the cops were outside of the car, somehow Megan and Aaron managed to get out of their clothes and started having sex in the back seat of the cruiser.
Nice. This happens all too often.
The cop opened the door to stop them. He says Aaron was totally naked. Megan's pants were down and her breasts were fully visible.
Nice.
In the chaos, Aaron tried to run away naked, but the cops managed to track him down at the Cold Stone Creamery nearby.
He's wiry.
And Megan started kicking the cops.
Oh.
Both were charged with DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs.
Ew.
Here's the lovely couple.
Not a good look.
Something's
huh?
going on with Megan. There's some problems. I don't know if that's from being roughed up and the rest, or those are just open wounds.
Yeah. She had a little face vacuuming of a floor here. She might just have. Remember in Tom Hanks in Philadelphia had all those, quote, racquetball injuries?
Yes.
I think she's got a couple of those. It's a good choice of hair, though.
This past weekend on ESPN's College Game Day, it was in Ames, Iowa, and there's a kid in the background holding up a sign. His name was Carson King, but he had a sign that said, Busch Light Supply needs replenished. Then it listed his information so people could Venmo him money. Worked out pretty good. He got $5,000.
Wow. By the way, Brady, this just in. And you're a news journalist, so this should hit you hard. Cokie Roberts just
Ooh.
Passed away.
Oh, boy.
This really? Brady Report brought to you by...
Good friend.
And dedicated to Cokie Roberts.
Who?
Legend.
She was a Washington Bureau Chief
Yeah, Washington
or
Bureau
like
Chief for ABC for years. I just remember her name was Cokie. She's done a ton
2020?
Of stuff.
2020?
Yeah, she's on 2020 for a long time. She did a lot of stuff. Cokie Roberts. All over the news for years, probably 30 years. She was 75.
So Carson King got $5,000 for beer money.
Do it for Cokie.
He decided, you know what, I'm going to buy one case of beer, and the rest I'm going to donate to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's nice. And so their beer fund over there at the hospital? It's nice.
This other young man lives in Florida, and he had a 2002 Mercury Cougar, and he made it into a makeshift Bugatti Veyron, which is, I think, about a $400,000 car. Anyway, he's selling his converted Cougar for $125,000. Slight difference, this Boo Cougar.
I don't know what either of them look like, so.
You'll know when I show you a picture of that. But his Cougar's V6 engine is delivering 170 horsepower.
Bugatti's like 700.
1,200.
Oh, okay. It's a little higher.
The speedometer in the Bugatti goes to 280. The Cougar, he did put the speedometer in there to go to 268, but Cougar will top out at 140. He put the exhaust on it and some.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. He built a fake. It's nice.
Couple of quick visuals for Eric. I saw this and I'm like, Eric, you got to see this. The title was The World's Most Dangerous Selfies.
Oh, the high-end stuff.
And warning out. It's just like, it's not worth it on vacation, kids.
These are
Oh, my God.
He's just hanging off of a rope or something.
Crap.
In Taiwan
antenna. And the rope is the selfie stick.
What is wrong with these people?
Oh, my God, you're right.
They get better.
Wow, that's what he just parkoured an antenna on top of the building and then selfie sticked himself. That's Cirque du Soleil right there.
Yeah. Is it that boring in these foreign countries?
God. I think we've seen this one.
This girl is just hanging off the edge of a building and her boyfriend's got her by one arm. Again, though, you watch that Cirque du Soleil and they're holding each other like they're both 4 or 5 pounds. If you have that kind of skill,
might as well use it.
Might as well just make it, because it scares us normals.
Oh, my God!
There you go.
Oh, he's on this fire of whatever Gotham City that is. Holy crap.
Hell?
Is that Taiwan or Tokyo?
Singapore, maybe.
That is.
Wow, it doesn't say the city. That's horrifying.
All right, that one's a
But if you had that
crane.
Kind of. He's just on a crane.
That's pretty solid.
If you had that kind of juice and ability.
Okay.
Well, like he's hanging over a volcano in some sort of oven suit. I'm more impressed with the fact dude's got an oven suit on vacation.
Right. My
the
family.
Phone can take it.
This was part of the plan. This was, I'm packing up the oven suit. We're going to go to the volcano.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's just a guy in a,
yeah, that's
a pilot.
Okay. He's a pilot.
You're supposed to be up high.
How is this one? Oh, jellyfish.
Jellyfish again? Storm.
My family was making fun of me because soaring over now to the world.
That's the one in Rio.
It's like the scariest ride there is.
You'll throw up all over the place.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
He's on Jesus' shoulder.
Oh, he jumped up on the Christ the Redeemer. Tim Tebow standing on Christ the Redeemer.
At Disneyland, it's soaring over the world now.
Yeah.
And then the Goofy roller coaster. Two of the scariest rides ever
That's
created.
The Goofy roller coaster.
You haven't been
That's
on
the
that
one
Goofy
roller coaster.
The
right?
flying school. Yeah. It jerks you all around. It takes you like you're going to fly off the edge
and then it
whips you back around.
It gives you whiplash.
Kaylin's laughing at me. I'll ride any other roller coaster. That thing is the scariest damn thing in Disneyland.
I watched a lady get sick on soaring over when it was soaring over California. She said, she's in the row ahead of us. You can hear it. I kind of barely see her head, and it's just bobbing back and forth. She's not looking at the screen at all. That was when it first opened, though. That was like, had to be like late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know.
It was so bad, you could smell the puke from New
she
York
did,
to California.
I don't know if she threw up. But if you do throw up, it's like a two-story drop. You don't realize how high they've taken you. The fun part of soaring, it's not looking at the screen. Look down.
Oh, I know.
You're in this weird, like, harness just hovering above this giant warehouse.
And they wanted to, they torture me. We're going to go to the front row one, and it's the highest one.
The highest
one.
Yeah. You get way up there, and you look straight down. You're like, we're about 10 stories up, and there's nothing underneath me right now.
Nothing funner than your 8-year-old daughter laughing at you.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot about that I enjoy. 8-year-olds laughing at you is is the name of your autobiography. 8-year-olds laughing at me by Eric O'Connell. Ever since I was 8.
We'll end it with a radio video. There's a couple of buddies on a trampoline. There's a
bunnies?
Cuss word. Buddies.
Oh. Like
cuss word at 11 seconds.
They make trampolines better.
They're double bunny. Bouncing his
Somebody's going to do it here locally now.
Think of a bunny's ability to jump without a trampoline, and now.
So this kid's getting double bounced by two of his buds. He's pretty good, too, because he's doing flips, but he's getting some,
he gets some
good air.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're dead.
Oh, they got him.
Jeez.
Man. They got him.
You could.
What did he do, like seven flips?
Wow. Man, it was at least
his back.
Three.
He's holding his back.
Oh, yeah, his back's no good. He's done. I mean, that is. There's about 20 feet up right there.
Three, four, five.
Oh,
that was
man.
I got five, too.
Five backflips. And then a spine fell out of his ass.
So it was worth it.
Yeah, totally. Your teen years are ruined, but man, where is this? In some hillbilly Haven Woods trampoline situation?
Yep. You hear the guy's accent?
That was a good catch. That looks like the Midwest.
You hear the guy, the leader, the youth group leader.
Yeah,
saying that was awesome.
Yeah, is this the kind of crap you do at your?
It's
your
a conversion camp.
Yeah, did you ever did you double bounce kids into the woods?
No. But they had a thing called a blob that was that big air ball in the water, and you'd
bounce people
jump
off
the cliff and bounce people off of that. Yeah.
People fly off of that thing.
Wow, that kid's doing some serious work there.
My neck! My neck!
Why did they put the cushion down? So we didn't break his back on the flips?
Yes. Yeah.
How come you don't go back to that, Brady, doing the camps, being a camp leader?
I did it for years. I felt like that.
You're done.
Long enough.
It's out of him.
Now that you have more life experience, though, you have more to offer these kids.
Yeah.
Though,
maybe I will.
You won't.
Get back in
there.
I'll think about it.
There's no way. Absolutely not.
You won't. Gather around. I got a story to tell you,
what are you
kids?
I think you're just worn out. You're just done.
I'm going to tell you about the guy that made the poo knife.
I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah, you have so many great stories now from the Brady Report.
Yeah. What were you known for? Your fart jokes?
Yeah, as camp leader, what was your thing?
What was Brady's like?
Lean on me.
You know, the entertainment night, the skits and stuff. Known for
you would host
athletic
those?
Skills out on the field, dominating.
They let you guys dominate the kids?
Mostly fourth graders.
There's words kids involved.
No, it was all the way from fourth grade to high school. But you'd do...
You're blowing up all the underage league. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Anything under 18, I'd blow it up. But you like, what's one story some kid told you? You're like, whoa, I'm out of my depth here as some sort of counselor.
About like being abused or something like that?
Well, you tell me.
Wait a minute. You have abuse stories?
Oh, I had one kid. He was
stop abusing me.
Third or fifth grade inner city kid. And... his name was Shannon. He was probably six or seven.
Does that mean black?
He's black. And it was midway. Camp. Yeah, you know, like 2 days into it. All right, guys, you got to take a shower. Part of the deal. So he's in the shower, and Shannon's basically talking about how he is getting with women.
All
he's
right.
6 years old.
Nice.
And the other boys are like, what? What are you talking about?
He's six.
How he smacked that ass.
Yeah.
All right, got to rough them up. Knock it off. They don't respect you unless you rough them up. You know what I'm saying, boys?
It was right out of
Pass me a rubber ducky. Pass me that thing's adorable. I want that. Give me that.
Pass me that.
Give me that rubber ducky, I will. You like I did my mom's best friend.
Gee, Shannon's a little rough around the edges. Shannon, I understand you're talking about ladies in the showers with the boys.
All right, little Shannon.
Yeah, you want some advice?
Did you ever have to reprimand? Did you lose it on some kid?
Did you ever spank Shannon?
Yeah.
No. Shannon was
nobody got out of line?
Other than that. Other than that.
At six, impregnating people. Outside of that, the kid had it together.
Being a little pimp.
I kept him away from the ladies.
Brady's always trying to talk me out of having sex with the ladies. But when I hit second grade, forget about it. My goal is to be on the same high school football team as my kids. We're 4 years apart.
Shannon was talking about banging chicks. Was he kidding?
No, I think, you know.
If he was just, white, he'd have been.
Basically,
you'd have thought he was
mirroring
kidding.
What he, you know, hears from his dad and friends and stuff.
Oh. So like Toledo's kids.
He was talking a lot of smack.
But if he was white, would you have intervened? Or did it scare
you? Oh, yeah.
You?
No matter
what. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It scared. I think
because there was one morning where they woke up and the one kid is talking. You're trying to sleep in as the counselor, you know, because you don't have to be up, but it's the first night. They're always up really early. And the one kid's talking about, I had 6 boners last night. Oh, yeah, that was nothing. I had 7 boners last night. All right, enough of the boner talk.
Damn religious camps. Can they just have one day without the boner talk? They were comping boners?
They're counting, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Enough.
That's nothing. I got one now. All this boner talk's got
top this.
Fired up.
That's weird. But Shannon's the one that stands out the most. It's like, ooh, we got to do something about this.
There was Khan and San. They're
I don't think you give everybody's name out.
Jeez, yeah.
They're from Vietnam, adopted. I couldn't get them to sleep in their bed.
They're not called Khan and San
anymore. What do you mean?
They just wanted to sleep in the jungle.
That's not true.
Khan and San, get back in here.
Oh, Khan and San. I thought that was
Khan
one kid.
Yeah, Khan and San.
Khan and San.
It might have been twins. I'm not sure. No one had the birth certificate.
They looked an awful lot alike.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter.
Same size.
They don't go by those names anymore.
They were probably 30. They were just caterers that no one understood. Why you make us sleep with kids? Why you make us sleep in his room?
Come on, Khan and San. Pop it in your beds now. Got your suit.
We are a caterer. We are here for special catering.
Let's just say my cabin dominated every outdoor event that week.
He thinks we 6-year-old. I got to listen to Black Boy have sex with everyone.
9 bonus.
I tell you right now, old lady, I am 30-year-old man here on catering assignment.
I'm not a lady, and I don't understand you. Khan, San?
My name is Kevin.
Khan and San, get over here. Tonight, we're playing Capture the Flag. You got to get this flag.
They tunneled for it.
Oh, they got it.
No problem. We have to outwit the 6-year-olds?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no problem.
The arts and crafts, unbelievable. They'd weave stuff.
Khan and San, I gotta ask you to stop smoking multiple packs a day here at the camp. Shannon's very angry about that. As a 6-year-old, you shouldn't do that.
I'm not 6. I'm 30.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying.
Name Kevin.
Can we go over here, Joe? And I said, my name's Brady.
Were Khan and San their
names?
Come
on, Joe.
Or just what you called them?
That was their names.
Are you sure?
Khan and Son.
Yeah, we've been through this before. Yeah. Brady and I called the guy Chuh for 17 of 18 holes on the golf course because we couldn't understand him. His name was Joe.
Chuh.
Good hey, shot, Joe.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chuh.
Hey, Chuh.
What's up, Chuh? Nice Chuh. Yeah, I know. We heard you.
Could you blame the alcohol at least?
No. It was Brady and me. It was the first hole he introduced.
Chuh plowed through 2 packs.
Oh, my bro, Levi. That's right. Chuh loves us some Levi's. Great shot, Chuh. We were all over his name.
We had a greatest hits album using the name Chuh.
Chuh, I hear you calling. Singing to him. Oh, very good.
Hey, Chuh.
Chuh. Yeah, we're saying it. It's Chuh. And then later, I think I heard Brady say,
oh, it's Joe. Sorry, Chuh.
That's hilarious.
It took us 3.5 hours to get his name right. Man, he burned up some cigarettes, though. I had secondhand cancer from that. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
KUPD.